Second parak of Chulin, fourth Mishnah. Shocheres haveshed posuk es hagageres. If he shechted the food pipe, but he broke the windpipe without shechting it. Or shocheres hagageres, posuk es haveshed, or the other way around. Or shocher echad mehem v'himtin lo'ad shemei, so he shechted only one of the two simonim and just waited for the blood to come out and it died. Oh, so this is not doing a posuk. Is basically not doing the full shechita, which is called ikur, ripping it apart instead of shechting it. That's another one of the halachas of shechita that if they're not kept, it's not considered shechita. Oh, shehichle does the second tach the shein of posko. He inserted the knife in between the two simonim and shechted outwards, which is also possible because the knife has to be revealed at the time of the shechita, not covered over by the simonim. If it wasn't shechted at all, that it is a treifa, it's not matam anymore. Yeah. Anything that the shechita was not done properly is considered a nevela. So even though you shechted one simon in these cases, so there'll be room to say, well, you did a half a shechita, so it's not a nevela. Shechita, a nevela means you didn't do any shechita. Sheva says, which is the aloha, that since you didn't do the full shechita, it's a nevela. Keep very much treifa. Sheva comes from Rabbi Yeshua, because you have a shechita nevela. If there's something went wrong in the shechita, then it's an avela. That's why the halacha is like a mishav against Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva agreed to him in the end that since the shechita was not done properly, it's no good.